KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
With the rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. He's trying to go coast to coast. Dishes it off to Moore. Layup good. Kearney Catholic has the lead. 48-46.
Today is live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Elwood will throw it up top here. On the inbounds to Smith. They leave Malone, so he'll shoot the three, and he'll hit the three. Billy Smith with his second three, and Elwood is now up by seven.
Six programs will host the state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena. ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the 2014 Nebraska State High School Boys Basketball Championships takes us to the fifth of six title games today. It's Class A between the Warriors of Omaha Westside and the Thunderbirds of Bellevue West. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where about a half an hour ago we concluded the most exciting final of the day so far in overtime. The eighth overtime game of this state tournament, Archbishop Bergen defeated Ainsworth 71-69 despite a 31-point performance from Matt McLeod. The fans love their Class A basketball, and they are here to see a championship game between two teams that are very good, but were not picked to make it to the final eight. You had a lot of good teams coming into this state tournament. Omaha South ranked number one. Omaha Benson seeded number one. Omaha Central, a team that had won seven of the last eight championships, and neither one of them are here. It's Westside surviving in overtime over Benson, 67-63. And then after Norfolk knocked out South in triple overtime, they fell to Bellevue West, 60-49. West is the team that beat Omaha Central in Thursday night's quarterfinal action. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio, where it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. First off, for the visitors today, the Thunderbirds of Bellevue West. Number 12, 6 foot junior Malik Hulawecki. He averages 13 points and 4 rebounds per ball game and actually is the leading scorer on this Thunderbird team. Number 14, 6'2 junior, C.J. Cluster Johnson. 11 points, 5 rebounds per ball game, is the son of former Husker Cluster Johnson. Number 30, 6'1" senior is Austin Moore. 5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Number 44, 6'6 junior, Kale Strawmeyer. 4 points, 3 rebounds a game. And number 50, 6'7 senior, Christian Hatterley, 12 points and 7.5 rebounds per basketball game. The head coach at Bellevue West is Doug Woodard, assisted by Lanny Richards, Steve Klein, Michael Jenkins, and Antoine Young, one of their former outstanding players. Bellevue West sets at 20-6 on the season. They defeated Omaha Bryan and Fremont by only 5 in the district championship game. And here at the state tournament, Bellevue West defeated Omaha Central 68-50 and Norfolk 60-49. For Bellevue West coming into the state tournament in Class A, they were ranked number 7 in the state of Nebraska. For Omaha West Side, they will start with the top 5 guys on the roster. Number 2, 6'1 senior Brock Nemechek, 4.5 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 3, 5'9 senior Kevin Matoyer, he's the leading scorer at 15.5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 4, 6'1 senior Jake Myers, 3.5 points, 3 rebounds. Number 5, 6'4 senior Michael Herman, 14 points, 5 rebounds a game. And number 10, 6'3 senior Mike Tiger, averages 12 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the West Side Warriors is Brian Nemechek, assisted by Jared Hellman, Jim Simon, Sam Mosier, and Rick Berkshire. Omaha West Side is now 21-5 on the season, and coming into the state tournament, Westside was ranked number 3 in the state of Nebraska. In the districts, they defeated Millard North and Papillion La Vista. And here at the state tournament, Westside defeated Lincoln Southeast 63-56 and Omaha Benson 67-63 in overtime. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The final game tonight, Larry Kottner will bring to you here on ESPN Radio as High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie will play in the D2 final. So, Doug, good to one final time as we get ready for the Class A championship. As we wrap up our season, want to say a big thank you not only to the many fine sponsors that take care of our broadcast so that we can take care of your teams, but to all the fine players, coaches, athletic directors that we've had a chance to work with throughout the season, whatever the sport is. It's always great, and always champions are crowned. We have come up a little short today, Overton finishing second and third for Donovan Trumbull here at the state tournament. It was an overtime game again. I've had two of them for you over the last couple of days in our contest. Yesterday, Donovan Trumbull fell in overtime. Today, Overton fell 54-42. Wahoo Newman, a winner in C1 over Wahoo, 68-47. Randolph beat Overton 54-42. And B, Scud over Beatrice, 59-45. And then, as you just heard, Bergen beat Ainsworth in overtime, 71-69 in C2. We're ready to get things underway here. It'll be the 6'7 senior Christian Hatterley to jump center for West and Mike Kiger for Omaha West Side. The ball is in the air, and it will be Bellevue West with a basketball. They'll move from right to left and left to right along your radio dial for West Side. And West Side is going to open up here And it looks like a man-to-man defense. West will take it on the right side, kick it around the perimeter here, kind of see what's going on this first possession. C.J. Johnson on the left wing, backs it outside the arc, tries to get it on the post to Hatterley. Hatterley back to Johnson in the lane, pulls up from 10, off the iron twice, no good. The ball's tipped out to Hatterley. He'll come in the lane, and they're going to get him for a charge, running over the top of Jake Myers. This is the second meeting of the year between the teams. In the first meeting, Omaha Westside dominated 64-39. That was about two-thirds of the way through the season. So Westside gets their first chance. Across the timeline, Westside will dribble the basketball slowly with Kevin Matoyer. He's the leading scorer. We saw him warming up from about 30 feet earlier in the game. Also man-to-man by Bellevue West, stepping in, left-hand spin move out of the cylinder. Kiger, no good. Rebound by Hatterley. His outlet pass and a travel called on West. Right at midcourt, it was grabbed there by Moore. And as he spun, he was a little worried about the over and back, and he had a man in his face. So the first turnover belongs to Bellevue West. And Westside will get the basketball moving from left to right. And Matoyer will bring it across the timeline. Right in front of the scorer's table. Starts with a stutter dribble down to the left baseline. Kicks it out. Looking at a three, but Herman doesn't want it. Rotated over to the right side, Nemechek. Of course, Brian, the coach, Brock, the senior guard. Rotated around the perimeter here in a scoreless first minute of the Class A championship. Westside drives left corner, kicks it to Herman. Westside looks like they want to play a little slower. Now Matoyer for three, and the lefty will hit it. So Kevin Matoyer, his first shot is up and in. And Westside will grab the lead here in the Class A title game, 3-0. West back on the offense into the hands of Hula Jawecki. That'll be a tongue twister throughout the night for Malik. Up top to C.J. Johnson, tipped away, but the steal not made, and Johnson picks it up before it gets over and back. Now he starts the drive, dribbles it off the leg of Myers, gets it back out of the wing. Three-pointer comes up short for Moore. Rebound brought down by Westside's Jake Myers. Up ahead to Matoyer. Matoyer to the left elbow, then backs it out, hits the trailer. Here's a three, Jake Myers. Off to the right, and he knew it. Offensive rebound, lost out of bounds by Michael Herman. Grabbed it, tried to go up quickly, and it just slipped off his leg and out of bounds. 2 minutes into the A final, Westside 3 and Bellevue West nothing here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and as always, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We hope you enjoy our coverage, the only radio station in the state to bring you all six state championships for boys basketball, girls basketball, and state football. As they lob it into the big fella, Hatterley, right block, turns one-hand jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Nemechek, and Westside into the front court, Matoyer. Onto the right wing, Matoyer, they try to force him to the right hand here because he is a lefty. Into the right-hand corner, dishes it off for his teammate Herman, kicks it out for another three on the front of the rim. It's no good. Rebound to Austin Moore. Moore right down the middle of the floor with a left-hand dribble. Swings it over on the wing to Hula Jawecki. Hula Jawecki open three, lets it fly, and it rattles out. No good. Reverse layup on a rebound. Back up and in by Cale Strohmeyer, and he knew he made it. He didn't even look back over his shoulder. Strohmeyer knew he made it. And Bellevue West is on the board. 3-2 Westside. Tick towards the five-minute mark here of the first quarter. Myers over on the left side to Matoyer. Down low, getting open and firing the shot. Kiger and a foul as West was late coming over to make the stop. It's going to go on Cale Strohmeyer. And that'll be the first foul of the game. Second foul of the game on Bellevue West. And at the line will be Mike Kiger. Averages 12 points a game. And Kiger will put the first free throw on the way, and it is good. 4-2 West Side. Bellevue West will be the first to go to the bench. Brad Brazil and also Brad Clough checking in. Clough about 3.5 points a game. Brazil about 3 points, but he does get about 4 rebounds a game, a 6'2 senior. Second free throw now by Kiger, and that's on the way, and good. West Side 5, Bellevue West 2. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Up the floor with it is Johnson. Johnson stutter dribble over on the right wing. Three-pointer by Hula Jawecki is no good. Offensive rebound by Strohmeyer. Kicks it out. The three is good by Clough. And we're tied at 5. So Clough hits the big three, tying this basketball game up. Swinging over to the right side as West Side has the basketball. West fans making noise. There's a deep three, Matoyer, and that comes up short. Rebound to Johnson. CJ down the middle of the floor, kicks it off on the left wing. Another three on the way. Clough got it. Back-to-back threes by Brad Clough, and that gets the Bell West fans into it. A 3-point lead now for West. Score is 8-5 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Westside takes it over on the right wing to Nemechek. Up top to Myers. Myers to Matoyer. Kicks it in the left-hand corner for Kiger. A lot of perimeter play. Not much inside so far for Westside. A lot of outside looks. Matoyer sets his feet. That three is too strong. Trying to get the offensive rebound is Myers. It's loose. Picked up by Matoyer. Brings it into the paint. Couldn't get the shot away. Johnson held his ground. Rebound brought down by Brazil. Up to Johnson. West has numbers. And a foul will be called to stop Strawmeyer from going in for the uncontested layup. Foul on Brock Nemechek. And that will be the first of the game on Westside. At the line, Strawmeyer here for the Thunderbirds. So far, West is 3 of 8 from the field. They've hit 2 of 5 threes. Westside just 1 of 7 from the field. As the free throw is up and in. And checking in for Westside will be Sam Wilkinson and Trey Meeks. Meeks, 5'11 sophomore, about 3 a game. Wilkinson, 5'11 senior, gets you about 4 a game. Second free throw, no good by Strawmeyer. And the rebound brought down by Hermit. 9-5, Bellevue West leads Westside. And here's another three in the corner for Westside. That one is too strong. Rebound Johnson off the miss by Meeks. Outlet pass, and all the way in is going to be Hula Jawecki with the layup. 11-5, Bellevue West. Time out on the floor. Westside got off to a quick start, but Bellevue West has put up 11 points here in the last 2 minutes. And the score in your Class A state championship game, Bellevue West 11, Omaha Westside 5. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance.
Need a powerful tractor but don't have the budget to buy new? Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, has high-quality, durable, reliable, used tractors to fit your needs. Right now, take advantage of 0% interest for 18 months, followed by the customer-qualified rate on 100-plus HP Case IH used tractors. Check out pictures, descriptions, and video of these units at TitanMachinery.com, and then visit with your Titan Machinery rep about the right used tractor for your operation. That's Titan Machinery. Better solutions.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here at the Class A State Championship game, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark Trailers at Stolle Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Service, repair, and full body shop. DinsdaleAuto.com. You can also see them there for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Grand Island. A slow start for Bellevue West, but they have warmed up here to take a 6-point lead at 11-5 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter of play. Westside still just 1 of 8 from the field, and 6 of those have been 3-point shots for Bellevue West. They're now 4 of 9 from the field. Hit a couple of threes in there. One free throw for the Thunderbirds and 2 for Westside. 11-5, Bellevue West with the lead. College basketball. Looks like New Mexico is going to knock off San Diego State. They're up 62-57 in the final 15 seconds of that game. Going out on the West Coast in their championship game. Creighton will be playing tonight as well. They're in the Big East championship game. And I'll get you an update when we get to that point. Right now, though, it's Westside basketball. And Matoyer with it. Starts the drive right elbow. Kicks it out to Kiger. Kiger on the left wing to Wilkinson. Wilkinson holds the ball. Good defense by West. They've set up in a 2-3 zone here. Matoyer doesn't want that 15-footer. Now tries to throw it inside. The ball dropped and stolen away. And Bradley Cuff comes up with it. Cuff has done well. 2 threes for Clough. Now a top of the key 3 for Johnson. No good. Long rebound. Saved there by Strawmeyer. Gets it to Hola Jawecki. Hola Jawecki to the baseline. Long pass over to Clough, back into the corner. Strawmeyer puts it on the floor with the left hand, drives in and lays it up and scores. Strawmeyer with another bucket here. He averages 4, and he's already got 4. 13-5, Bellevue West. Matoyer between the circles, looks left, fires right. Westside just doesn't seem to have much of a sink right now against his zone. Get it inside, picked up by Kiger, and they'll get it into the hands of Herman. Herman walks. Third turnover here for Westside, and Bellevue West will come back to the bench, make a substitution for Hatterley, and give Strawmeyer a breather. 2:18 to go, first quarter, Bellevue West 13, Omaha Westside 5, and West with the basketball. They'll get it into Malik's hands. Guarded there by Matoyer. Good matchup there of the point guards. Olajuwoke across the timeline. Comes to the right wing. Dribbles to the left elbow. Tries to take it all the way in. Does. Puts it up. Draws the foul. Bounces off the iron. No good. Two free throws coming up. And the foul will be called on Kiger. And for Kiger, that'll be his first. That's just the second foul on Westside. Each team with two here in the first quarter of play. And the free throw is up, and it is in. Creighton and Providence in the Big East Championship tipping off here in just about 10 minutes. Second free throw now. Olajuwoke, the left-hander. It's up. It's in. A 10-point lead here for Bellevue West. Started slow, and it put up all these 15 points here in the last 3.5 minutes. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. And Westside has one bucket, a Matoyer three, that put him on top. He'll take it on the top of the key, swing it left side to Myers. Playing catch over there. There just doesn't seem to be a whole lot of ball movement. Westside has brought Jack Matt, a 6'5 senior, in, maybe to give him a little muscle inside. Pick and roll covered well by West. And Coach Doug Woodward has him scouted well after getting thumped by him the first time. Into the hands of Matt, over to the right side. Here comes Matoyer, starts to drive, and they're going to call a body-up foul this time on Bellevue West, and Olajuwoke will pick that one up, his first. Ball will be underneath here for Westside. First a substitution, C.J. Johnson will come in. And also coming in, Austin Moore for West. And they lead Westside 15-5. Inbounds pass. Matoyer is unguarded. He'll throw it in. He'll lob it out top. Back over to Matoyer. Right wing. Looked at the hoop. He's covered. Comes off the ball screen. Right elbow. Little pick and roll. Can't get a shot away. It's saved there by Kiger. Kicks it into the left-hand corner to Myers. Jake has it at the top of the circle. Jake with a left-hand dribble. Starts to drive. And defensively in there, Braden Knapp. And he may have just got that foul. And he did. But Westside looks totally confused right now offensively, which is unusual for the way they've played here in the state tournament. So they'll get the ball in on the entry, square up for a three, but no shot there for Wilkinson. Up to Matoyer now, a three on the way. Kiger, and that spins out no good. And we got a shove call because West was going to get the rebound with Knapp, and a hand check underneath going to be called on Myers for Westside. And that'll be his first personal foul. We are down to 1 minute to go here in the first quarter in Bellevue West, up 15-5. With it is C.J. Johnson off a couple of screens, brings it to the right wing, stops there, skips it back across the grain to Knapp, Knapp to the high post, back to Johnson, trying to get it into Hatterley. Hatterley on the block right side, turns and scores. The 6'7 senior with a right-hand power move to the baseline. It's 17-5. That is 12, make it 14 in a row for West. Now a three-pointer on the wing. Finally, Westside knocks it down. Sam Wilkinson, 17-8. Chance for the last shot now for West. They're at midcourt with 20 seconds to go. Put the ball in the hands of Moore. Austin down to Johnson. CJ back up between the circles. He'll get everything set up here for the final run of this first quarter. Crossover dribble. 7 seconds, looks for the ball screen. He's double-teamed. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Drives in, left elbow jumper on the way. Short, no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play in the Class A State Championship game. It's Bellevue West 17 and Omaha Westside 8. State Championship basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. We'll be right back.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, if you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Our second quarter is underway, and it's Omaha Westside with the ball, trailing Bellevue West 17-8. 46% shooting for Bellevue West, just 20% for Westside, and Myers fires the three. It's no good. That'll lower the percentage. Holjewecki brings down the rebound. Ulajewecki into the front court. Will give it off to Johnson. Kluster backs it away in the man-to-man. Brock Nemechek on him. Tries to take him to the left-hand baseline. Stops. And a travel going to be called. He wanted to just dump it behind him because he felt the double team. He saw his teammate come around. He wanted to wrap it around that double team, that second defender. And he dropped that pivot foot to make it a turnover for Bellevue West. Turnovers three apiece here. So both teams have taken pretty good care of the basketball. Up top, Matoyer doesn't get the shot away. Over to Nemechek into the corner. Skip it back up, Matoyer. They need him to get going here. A three by Nemechek. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Johnson. And here come the Thunderbirds. Long outlet pass, trying to find the big fella. Hatterley did a good job to just catch it. Back out top, underneath to Strohmeyer, and a score. Boy, what great ball movement by the Thunderbirds on a near turnover. It all started with Hatterley saving it, and they still get a layup out of it from Strohmeyer. 19-8, Bellevue West by 11. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. It's Matoyer back over on the left wing. Tries baseline, ran out of real estate. His pass is deflected out of bounds by Hatterley. And Westside will take it out across from the bench. Nebraska baseball team swept the doubleheader today from UC Irvine. Took two or three of the weekend. And that's a good weekend because they are facing a great pitcher in yesterday's game and only got beat 7-6 after they got him out of the game. They made a run but couldn't catch him. Here's a three in the left-hand corner. Up and in by Westside's Brock Nemechek. Nemechek with his first bucket of the ball game. And we're back to single digits at 19-11. Front court with it is Ulajewski. He takes a wild shot down the lane. A whistle and a travel. Ulajewski, once he got bumped in there, took another half step, lost the basketball, and Westside will get it underneath. 6 minutes to go here. Glad to have you along with us on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer, Stacy Johns, Pinnacle Bank Arena. The next-to-last basketball champion will be crowned here. Then it's D2 High Plains taking on Bancroft Rosalie. Right now it's Kevin Matoyer with a basketball trying to work himself free here for Westside. Into the maze, then kicks it out top. Drop step for Kiger. 360 in the lane. Blocked from behind by Strohmeyer. It hit the front of the rim. Ball loose. Picked up there by Clough. Clough needs some help. And did we get a timeout before the jump ball? I believe that is going to be the case. It happened right in front of the Bell West bench. No, they say no timeout. They will call it a jump ball, and it is West ball. So Bellevue West will throw it in the backcourt, and they'll get it to Johnson. He checks the play with head coach Doug Woodard. Last won the state championship in 2005. They had a heck of a run before Omaha Central took over. They were in the finals four straight years. Now the ball is dribbled off the leg there of Hatterley. Loose. Picked up Myers for Westside to the other end. A foul going to be called. And Clough says no way. I think he got a lot of basketball, but we'll see if he got him on the arm. That's the beauty. You get to see the replay. I think he got all ball. And Westside will get some free throws here. Jake Myers, but the free throw up, and you don't get to look at the replay. You got to call it live action. I had it right the first time. That's all there is to it. My God, I'm just telling you. have went the whole season. This is the last game. Perfection is still intact. Second free throw is good. And it's 19-12. Bellevue West with the basketball. Into the front court with it. It'll be Clough. Takes it over on the right wing. Into the hands of Hatterley. Hatterley kicks it over to Clough. As I misspoke there to break my perfect streak on the free throw. Shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Jake Myers. Myers up the floor to Metoyer. Right hand pulls up from the elbow. Uh-oh, that's an air ball. And you know he's going to hear it from the Bellevue West student body here. And again, a really good crowd on hand for this Class A championship. Of course, the Omaha school is well represented. But the ends for the first time with other fans sticking around. Some for the D2 game getting here early. Clough, who's already hit a couple of threes, takes it on the right wing. Back up top, Johnson. Bellevue West has been pretty quiet here. They started slow in the first, then went on fire, and they've started slow here in the second. So far, only 2 points in the quarter for West, and Johnson tries to change that as he goes to the hoop. The shot is no good, but a foul on West Side. It's going to be on Myers. That's the second on Jake, and at the line will be C.J. Johnson for Bellevue West. His first trip to the line. So far, the Thunderbirds are 3 of 4 at the line. Johnson looking for his first point of the state championship. Gets it. 20-11 West. And back into the ball game will be Brad Brazil. So Brazil's out there with Johnson along with Strawmeyer, Clough, and Moore. Second free throw, good. 21-11, the lead 10 for Bellevue West. West Side still struggling from the field. They are 3 of 15, staying right at that 20% mark. They'll get it over on the wing to Sam Wilkinson. Left elbow with the pass to Herman. Back out top, Metoyer calling for the ball. Nemechek goes to the baseline. A blocking foul going to be called on Strawmeyer, trying to deny the dribble penetration of Mike Kiger. And that will put him at the line to shoot. Let's see if it's 1-1 or 2. I think it'll be a 1-1, and for West, they bring 6'7 senior Christian Hatterley back in, and Strawmeyer, picking up his second foul, will check out. He, along with Hula Jawecki, both have 2, and they're both on the bench here. And now coming in for Omaha West Side will be Anthony Bratton. Here's a 6'5 freshman. First the free throw. Tiger puts it up and bouncing in. 21-12, 4:06 to go here in the first half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will recap what's happened here at the state tournament. We'll have a look at the first half stats, and Riley Jane Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star will join us. Second free throw is up, and it is in, and Kiger will come out, and Anthony Bratton will check in, as we told you, the 6'5 freshman. Earlier today in college basketball, Michigan and Michigan State both were winners in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play tomorrow here on ESPN. The ACC final will be at noon, followed by the Big Ten championship. Here's Clough on the right wing for the Thunderbirds. Kicks it into the right-hand corner to Brazil. Brazil down low, posting up. It's Hatterley. Hatterley backs in, and it looks like they're going to get the freshman for an early foul here. Anthony Bratton will pick it up, his first, and it is the sixth team foul on West Side. And so Bellevue West will take it out underneath their own hoop. Fifth team foul, I guess, on them. West will throw it out top into the hands of Austin Moore. Gets it to Brazil. Brazil drives, kicks it out into the wing. All the way out there on the arc is Hatterley. Now they get it back to Moore. Comes into the paint. He'll put it off the glass and score. Austin Moore with his first bucket of the ball game. And West Side can't make any ground up here. 23-13 and a timeout will be called. My Omaha West Side, a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews, Shelter Insurance Kearney. It's Bellevue West 23, Omaha West Side 13 in the Class A final on ESPN Radio.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to State Championship Basketball on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Hastings, Holdridge, and Kearney. As we get ready to continue on in the Class A final, it'll be Westside basketball with 3.5 and counting to go here in the second quarter. They're down 23-13. Just 13 points here for Westside after they put up 64 against Bellevue West in the regular season and won 64-39. Left elbow with it, Herman. Herman gets it underneath. The freshman Bratton has a shot blocked by Johnson. CJ gets the outlet pass, headed the other way. Stops on the right side of the key. Man-to-man covered there by Wilkinson. Lobs it into the big fella. And the layup is good for Christian Hatterley. 25-13, equaling the largest lead of the game for Bellevue West. And Westside just looks totally confused offensively, and they continue to. We'll see if that changes out of that timeout. They couldn't get anything the first time. They got a look. Matoyer, long three. It doesn't get there. Hatterley will get the rebound. Quickly to Johnson. Long outlet pass, Moore. Right-hand corner. Back to Johnson, the trailer. Up top. How about a three from the big man? Hatterley hit the front of the rim. Long rebound comes out to Moore, and Bellevue West will get a second opportunity there. Most of the West bench standing because Hatterley shot the three, and if that went in, they would have went nut job over there. 25-13. West on top. Austin Moore with it. Wilkinson right up there in his pocket. Hatterley top of the circle against the freshman, Anthony Bratton. One dribble gets rid of it to Clough. Down to the block, they get it to Hatterley again. He's fouled. His shot won't go, but he'll get two free throws. Two Westside players in there grabbing all they could. And it looks like it'll be on Wilkinson. So for Sam Wilkinson, he'll grab his first personal foul. And at the line, Hatterley. Christian has not shot a free throw, has 4 points. Strawmeyer leads the way for Bellevue West with 7. 6 for Clough on a couple of threes, and the free throw is no good. And back into the ball game, Mike Kiger for Westside. And Bratton, the 6'5 freshman, will check out. Westside, 8 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Hatterley gets 1 of 2. And the Thunderbirds have doubled up Westside, 26-13. 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. And Brock Nemechek with it. Over to Wilkinson, up to Matoyer. Matoyer, one dribble, kicks it out on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. Nemechek, no offensive rebound. Beautiful play, Wilkinson. Back up top, Matoyer. Matoyer just holds the ball back over on the wing. Nemechek to the baseline, pulling up off the glass from 8. It will not go. Myers, offensive rebound, back up and in. And Herman is fouled. A chance for a three-point play. Bellevue West defender thought he blocked the shot, and then he realized he was in bad position, so he tried to pull his arms back, but it was too late. And the foul called on Austin Moore. That'll be his first. And in for Bellevue West will be Braden Knapp. 1:42 to go here in the first half, 26-15, Bellevue West. And the free throw for Herman is up and in, completes the three-point play. Cuts the lead to 10, 26-16, and Johnson brings the ball into the front court. Guarded tightly there by Matoyer for Westside. The Warriors trying to make something happen here in the final 90 seconds of the first half. With it is Brazil. Brazil picks his dribble up, gets it to Johnson, a little off balance. He is posted up, Matoyer. They double him, back out, three-pointer by Hatterley. No good, offensive rebound. Brazil tries the reverse layup, came up way empty. Thought he would put it off the glass, and he missed the board. Rebound brought down by Herman. Matoyer, coast to coast, pulls up from 7 and hits the floater. And the lead down to 8. 26-18, Bellevue West trying to get a spark into the halftime locker room and make it a game again. 1 minute to go. Westside down by 8. Johnson with it between the circles. CJ stops and kicks it off to Clough. Brad will put it on his right hip. Now start to move out towards the center circle. Will West milk the final minute here of the first half? Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Riley Jane Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star. We'll take a look at the first half stats and a whole lot more. As Clough now with some pressure on, has to give it off to Knapp. They go into their weave and drop the ball. Went into the backcourt. Johnson with the turnover. A little frustrated that he couldn't grab that cleanly. But for Bellevue West, that is their fifth turnover. Only 3 for Westside. And now Westside a chance to get as close as they've been since Bellevue West went on that big run in the middle portion of the first quarter. They were up 11-5, and that's the last time Westside was within 6. 26-18, Westside down by 8. Three-pointer on the way, Nemechek. In and out, no good. All purple jerseys on the rebound. Brazil has it. He'll give it to Johnson. Hustles into the front court with 14. Backs it out. 10 seconds to go. C.J. Johnson with a left-hand dribble. They double him off the pick from Brazil. Bounce pass underneath Moore's there. Reverse layup is partially blocked by Kiger. And we are at halftime of the Class A state championship in 2014. Bellevue West 26 and Omaha West Side 18. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Holdridge, Kearney, and Hastings.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it's Bellevue West 26 and Omaha West Side 18. We'll take a look at the first half stats in a little bit. And what happened earlier in the day is we've already crowned four state champions with Wahoo Newman along with Randolph, Omaha Scutt, and Archbishop Bergen. The D2 final still to go. High Plains taking on Bancroft Rosalie. And we're pleased to be joined now by Riley Jane Hamilton, who is going to put all of this in perspective, what we've seen from the Lincoln Journal Star. Riley Jane, how are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I kind of like having these headphones on. It really dulls the loud roar that is Pinnacle Bank. A little bit loud for me after three long days.
What do you think? Let's start there. We went through the girls last week and the boys this week. It seemed like everything maybe looked smoother. They were trying to get the tape down at Devaney and the tape down here, and the high school gyms were packed again. What about the subtle changes we have now with the new venue?
I think it's been marvelous. I think Pinnacle Bank is a wonderful arena. The lower bowl is really intimate. These people, even if it's not a huge crowd, even when we had smaller crowds for individual games, I think the players felt more like they were at home because the crowd is a little bit more intimate and a little bit closer to them. And I think that really makes a big difference because atmosphere makes such a difference in basketball. The kids do feed off the crowd. They do feed off of that energy. And so I think that makes a big difference. I think the renovated Devaney is a nice one, too. A little farther away from the action because of the bleachers having to be pulled back. But still, I like it, and I think it's a really good mix. I know Lincoln Public Schools were really excited about having the games and wanted to make sure that those schools, the smaller schools, really felt welcome. And to try and give them as good a show and as good a thing, experience as they could.
Do you miss Pershing?
I do. I'm a Pershing fan.
I'm glad to hear you say that because you're like the only person I've said. I know the floor, you got a bad bounce once a session, once a game, and the locker rooms weren't great. But, the seating was better than the high schools, but it's a nice place.
The kids don't shower anymore. Anyway, they go back to the hotel or back home or whatever. I think Pershing just is a wonderful atmosphere. But then again, I covered city games back in the old days. The Lincoln high schools, when they played each other, they drew so many people. They drew close to 7,000 people. They needed Pershing. And so those were great days, and I think it's a great atmosphere. I wouldn't mind seeing them, get Pershing back into the mix somehow, but I know most people don't like that.
Yeah, probably not, but c'est la vie, I guess. We're talking with Riley Jane Hamilton, Lincoln Journal star. Now with the consolation games, we've got 54 total basketball games that are played here. 8 of them have went to overtime. We've had a double overtime. We've had a triple overtime. Why? What's going on this year?
I don't know. I don't know if it's my fault, but I've been around for a lot of them.
Uh-oh. We've had some good basketball and good atmosphere, the Norfolk game. And then talking with Stu earlier, he was in favor of the Ainsworth-Bergen game that we saw, two of the better games maybe here at the state tournament. What sticks out from you so far?
I guess I would have to say the contrasting styles, but you know, the games that the coaches play and that the teams play, trying to counter somebody who suddenly gets, you know, is really Nathan Griffin last game for Archbishop Bergen, not really somebody that had been doing a lot of scoring for them, and yet all of a sudden Ainsworth had to concern themselves with him because he became a very hot commodity for Archbishop Bergen. And to me, that's the really fun part about these state tournament games, is that you have teams that are really very skilled and very well coached, and so they're able to make those kinds of adjustments. And I think it's a lot of fun. You switching defenses. Oh man, I love seeing that. Also, you go, oh, they went from a 1-3-1 to a 2-3, and now they're in a diamond and two. And it's fun to see the kids be able to do those kinds of things and have that success. I know it's always hard for the and I don't even want to call them losers, the teams that lose the championship games. I know it's very hard for them, but they'll be able to put it in perspective. And they had great seasons, and you hate to, you know, have them. At some point, they'll appreciate what a great experience it was, win or lose.
Did we have our final consolation games today?
You know, I don't know. I don't get over to them. I'm here at the main venue for the entire day on Saturday. So, you know, it's probably not fair for me to put in my 2 cents worth. Nonetheless, I will.
That's why you're on.
That's why I'm here. You know, I believe very strongly that high school athletics is the other half of education. And I think that those consolation games are probably the most extraordinary and extreme case of learning that these coaches and these players can go through. You're not always going to be successful in life. You're going to get some curves thrown at you, and it's how you respond. And sometimes you have to respond the next day or the next hour. And so I know that a lot of coaches think that it's just so hard to come back from that devastating semifinal loss. But maybe that's what we should be concerned about, is finding a way to help these kids learn how to come back from a devastating loss. So I'm not as big. I don't really necessarily want to see them go, because I think I think the educational aspect of it is just so extraordinary that it's not something we should give up.
And we had, just by the scores I've covered, some not this year. And just looking at the scores today, it looks like they wanted to play. We went to overtime in C1. Norfolk and Benson had a good game in A.
Exactly.
Looks like they had a tight game in Class B. And they put some points up in all the other games. We didn't have a 38-35 type of ball game. So we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
On that vote.
And we did have some of those when we first started the consolation games, because coaches just said, oh, who cares? And they would throw out whoever. Well, then they started to find out that, lo and behold, that game was going to count in the final ratings and in the assessment of kids for all tournament and for all state. And so they kind of started to look at it more as it's another game. You win on Thursday, you have two more games. Deal with it.
Yeah. I want to get your thoughts here on the Class A game. We're at half. Bellevue West 26, Omaha West Side 18. West Side just clubbed West. And for most of this first half, they seem confused offensively. They're shooting 22% from the field.
Yeah.
Your assessment?
Well, Bellevue West really got up in their face defensively, I thought. I think that their aggressiveness kind of caught West Side off guard. And I don't know if that was not the case in the other game. I have to assume that it is, that Bellevue West did not come out at them quite that vigorously. But I think that really bothered West Side. They seem to have kind of set settled in a little bit toward the end of the second quarter, and I think maybe Bellevue West is going to have to keep that energy level up, and that's hard to do the third day of the state tournament.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Riley, we'll let you get back to work over there, and appreciate chatting with you.
Oh, it's always great to be with you.
Riley Jane Hamilton, Lincoln Journal star, with us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, chatting about state tournament action. And again, their Distinguished Service Awards are always handed out at this time at the Boys State Tournament. And Bob Modrow, who everybody knows from Hastings, has picked up an award here today. So congratulations to Bob among the folks that have received that award. And we'll talk more about some of the other folks that received that award here in just a moment or two. But everybody in our listening area, especially here on ESPN Radio, knows Bob Modrow and what he has done. Kent Halley of Mitchell, Rob Marshall of Columbus, and Dr. Jerry Barty of Omaha receiving the Distinguished Service Awards here in 2014. So again, because of the extended award presentation, we've got an extended halftime. Bellevue West 26, Omaha West Side 18, and we'll look at the first half numbers after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our Class A championship. Starting with Omaha Westside, Brock Nemechek has 3 points, one rebound. That's on a three-point bucket. Kevin Matoyer, 5 points, one rebound. Jake Myers, 2 rebounds. Michael Herman, 3 points and 4 rebounds. Mike Kiger, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Sam Wilkinson has hit a 3-point bucket for his total and 1 rebound. Westside had 8 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, the Warriors have 18 points, 11 rebounds. They're 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, 3 of 14 from 3-point land. In fact, they're 2 of 8 from 2-point land, and they're only shooting 22.5%, 23% here in the first half of play. 1 block shot, 3 turnovers for Omaha Westside. Foul situation, the only player with 2 is Jake Myers. For Bellevue West, it is the top of the order here, Malik Hulajewecki, who sat down for a while with 2 fouls, 4 points, 1 rebound. C.J. Johnson, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Austin Moore, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Cale Strawmeyer, 7 points and 4 rebounds. Christian Hatterley, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Brad Brazil, 3 rebounds. Brad Clough, who's hit 2 threes, has 6 points and a rebound. And Braden Knapp has 1 rebound. For Bellevue West, 17 points in the first quarter, just 9 in the second. And at the half, 26 points, 20 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from 3-point land. They're 9 of 21 overall, so 7 of 13 shooting the 2-pointer pretty good. 43% from the field, 2 blocks, 6 turnovers. And for Bellevue West, foul situation, Hulajewecki and Strawmeyer each have 2. Your score, Bellevue West 26 and Omaha Westside 18. And you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Slow start for Creighton in the Big East Championship game. They are 6 minutes in, and it's Providence 8, Creighton 5 in the Big East Championship game at Madison Square Garden. Creighton trying to win it in their first year. Other games that you might care about today, St. Joe's beat St. Bonaventure 67-58. Kentucky over Georgia, 70-58. Also today in other tournament action, it was Virginia Commonwealth over George Washington, 74-55. In the Big Ten, Michigan State beat Wisconsin, 83-75, and they'll play Michigan for the Big Ten title tomorrow. Michigan held off Ohio State, 72-69. New Mexico over 8th-ranked San Diego State, 64-58. Duke is headed to the ACC final to face Virginia. Duke beat North Carolina State, 75-67, and Virginia beat Pittsburgh, 51-48. That's our doubleheader tomorrow here on ESPN. Game 1, Virginia-Duke in the ACC. Game 2, Michigan-Michigan State in the Big Ten. Also today, Louisville beat Connecticut, 71-61. Florida beats Tennessee today, 56-49. And in the Pac-12, UCLA knocks off Arizona, 75-71. Well, the team's finally back out on the floor here to warm up for a couple of minutes, and then we will be on to the second half of action here in the Class A state championship. The UNK baseball, or excuse me, the Nebraska baseball team swept the doubleheader today, 13-4 and 7-4 from UC Irvine. So the Huskers improved to 11-7 on the season. Up next, Nebraska will welcome in Creighton Tuesday night for the first of three meetings. It's going to be busy. The NCAA selection show for the men tomorrow night, the women Monday, and then Nebraska-Creighton baseball at Hawks Field on Tuesday. We'll take a break and be back with second half action. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Bellevue West 26, Omaha West Side 18. The second half of the Class A State Boys Championship is next.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball, the state championship here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you, getting ready for the second half in our Class A final. And we'll have all the action for you here on ESPN Radio. Also going on tonight, it is the NAIA National Quarterfinals. Hastings College is taking on Davenport, Michigan. Right now on 1230 AM, KHAS. And Mike Will has the call of that basketball game for you as we attempt to bring you a score update. And it is Hastings trailing 70-52 to Davenport, Michigan. And that may have become a final. So it looks like Hastings' season has come to an end. So let's get back to our basketball here. And it is Omaha Westside with the basketball. Trailing by 8, they were down by as many as 13 in this basketball game at 26-13. So 5 in a row by Westside to end that quarter. And Westside being very patient here to start this quarter. They get a wide open 3, Nemechek, but he can't make it. And again, struggles continue from the outside, battling for the loose ball. Matoya with the rebound as it tipped out to him, fires it underneath. And the layup is up and in for Herman, and he's fouled. Chance for a 3-point play, could cut it to 5. Here for Omaha Westside. So to the line. To try and finish off the three-point play, Mike Herman. Herman puts it up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Cale Strawmeyer. And here come Bellevue West. for their first chance here in the second half. Johnson dribbles to the baseline, dribbles to the corner, tries to go in again, and a hand check foul on Jake Myers. And that is his third, and he already knows what's coming. Off to the bench here for the 6-1 senior. Westside starts five seniors, two seniors, three juniors for Bellevue West. West basketball here. And as they try to throw it up top, the ball is tipped, but run down by Hula Jawecki. And he'll get it to Johnson. Johnson, left-hand dribble to the elbow, takes it down the key, down the lane, kicks it back out. Reset here for West. Trying to find their offensive mojo again. Here's Hula Jawecki, 17-footer, up and in. 28-20, Bellevue West. First minute evaporated here in the Class A third quarter. Into the front court will be Metoyer. Metoyer slows it up again to Wilkinson. Wilkinson back to Metoyer. Metoyer against the 2-1-2 zone. Down to the baseline, trying to make his presence felt is Kiger. He'll swheel and deal, take it inside. Hatterley off the glass and in. He got Hatterley leading the wrong way, and he was able to get that bucket to go. And now the ball is going to come out of bounds off Bellevue West as it was thrown just a little bit behind Austin Moore. Hula Jawecki, Johnson, Moore, Strawmeyer, and Hatterley for West. West side, Nemechek, Metoyer, Herman, Kiger, and they had to bring in Wilkinson when Myers picked up his third foul. 6:20 to go in the third quarter, 28-22 Bellevue West here in the Class A state championship game. Over on the wing, Nemechek off a couple of picks. Wilkinson runs through. He's covered, so they'll go up top to Kiger. Now Wilkinson trying to get that three up. Can't. Metoyer will. Top of the key. It's good, and we have a three-point ball game. The 13-point lead has quickly been down to three, and a timeout called by Bellevue West. 5:56 to go in the third quarter of play. Bellevue West 28, Omaha West Side 25. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Out of the timeout, Bellevue West will bring the ball across the timeline. That was their first timeout of the game. Their lead, once 13, is now down to 3. And Johnson has it. He'll give it to Moore, right side of the key. Moore will get it on the wing here. Coming out is Hatterley. They just haven't used the big fellas as much as they were earlier in Hatterley and Strawmeyer. West resets here. Moore, left side of the key, brings it into the paint, fires into the corner to Johnson, takes a couple of dribbles. He's cut off there by Wilkinson. Wilkinson tries to knock it off of him. It went off somebody's knee, and they're going to say it stays to Bellevue West. Looked like it went off Johnson's knee, though. And a break there for West. Checking in will be Brad Clough. Clough sparked West in the first quarter when he came in and hit back-to-back threes, giving West a lead they have yet to relinquish. But they have struggled now offensively, and Johnson brings it to the right wing. Man-to-man to Clough. Top of the circle. They wanted to walk, didn't get it. His entry pass knocked away. The ball still loose, stolen away. Up ahead is Kiger, and he'll be fouled by Johnson. Kiger hits the ground, and for Johnson, that'll be his first personal foul. And a chance to pull it within one here for the Warriors of Westside. Again, the earlier meeting, which was about two-thirds of the way through the season, Westside just drilled Bellevue West, 64-39. Not the case here tonight. First free throw for Kiger. He is 4 of 4 at the line. Make it 5 for 5. Good looking. Takes his time on that free throw. A good looking free throw shot. Bends the knees. Follows through. Second free throw now for Kiger. On the way. And it is good. Bellevue West 28. Omaha West Side 27. 13-point lead almost gone. It's a 14-2 run from the end of the first half and start of the second half, equaling what West did earlier. Here's a three Clough trying to get some magic, shoots it over everything. Rebound brought down by Nemechek, and West Side can take the lead here fairly early in the second half. And the Westside fans coming to their feet on the far side. Wilkinson over on the wing. They'll get it to Nemechek. Back up top, they'll go to Kiger. Inside, they find the big fella, but a handshake foul as they got Nemechek off the back screen. It looks like a handshake foul before he can get the shot away. And the foul's on Johnson. Two quick ones there on CJ. And it'll be Metoyer to throw it in. Gets it to Herman, right back to Metoyer. Swings it into the right-hand corner to Kiger. Back to Metoyer on the wing. Holding the ball is Kevin Metoyer. Puts it with the left-hand dribble. Dribbles towards the corner. Looks for some action. No cutter. Not much action away from the ball. Now Wilkinson for three. It's short. Long rebound is run down there by Bellevue West. Nearly stolen away. Hatterley had his pass swatted right back to him. And into the front court comes Bellevue West. They'll slow it down with Holajewski. Hatterley got his feet tripped up. They're not going to call that foul. And now a hand check foul on Kevin Metoyer. That'll be his first at the Big East Tournament in New York. 8:15 to go in the first half. Providence 15, Creighton 9. And McDermott has seven of those nine. So Providence, who knocked off Creighton earlier this year when they were red, red hot, playing him in the Big East title game and uglying it up, and Providence now up 17-9. Here, it's 28-27 Bellevue West. 3:50 to go here in the quarter. The three-pointer up and in by Holajewski. And Holajewski, with his ninth point of the ball game, now leads the way for West. That is his first three-pointer of the ball game. 31-27. Thunderbirds up by four. Finally got something to go here in the second half. Top of the key with it, Metoyer. Metoyer in the left-hand corner to Nemechek. Back to Metoyer. And he'll hold the ball. Now take the three and nail it. He was just directing his team to get their offense set and then decided to just pull up and hit it over Holajewski. A little jabbering as they come down the floor. And the teams exchange threes, 31-30. Bellevue West, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Johnson looks inside. Didn't get it to Hatterley. Instead, he drives on a blocking foul on West Side. And hitting the deck hard will be Nemechek. I'm not even sure if that will be the foul, but they say it is, and we've got a television timeout. Coming in for West Side, Trey Meeks, with 3:07 remaining in the third quarter of your Class A championship game. Bellevue West 31, Omaha West Side 30 on ESPN Radio.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse. Or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth for state high school basketball action. Brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Bellevue West out of the timeout. Get it to Clough off the double screen, top of the key, decides not to take the three. Gets it to Holajewski, comes in with the left hand, puts it off the glass from seven and scores. 11 points now for Holajewski, 33-30 Bellevue West, just under 3 minutes remaining. Here in the third quarter of play at Pinnacle Bank Arena on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Metoyer over to Wilkinson, back to Kevin Metoyer, dribbles to the left elbow, got it down on the low block, and a reverse layup up and in by Kiger. He was wide open underneath, but because of the height that Bellevue West had, went with the reverse layup, and Kiger now has 10 points for West Side. 33-32, pick and roll at the other end, and a walk going to be called on Hatterley, He might have been thinking about throwing it down, and Wilkinson was there to take the charge, but the official says, we're not going there. I'm calling the walk. Checking in now Moore for Bellevue West. Right now, Omaha Westside shooting 34%. Westside 71% in the second half. They're 5 of 7. Bellevue West 3 of 4 in the second half, 48% in the game. West just hasn't had near as many opportunities as Westside. And Westside with the ball, a chance to take the lead for the first time since early in the game. Another reverse layup. Tiger on the back cut. It's good. And Westside has their first lead since the first quarter. 34-33 Warriors. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of the Class A championship game. And we might have a doozy shaping up here. Johnson tries to drive, and there is a blocking foul called on Wilkinson. For Omaha Westside, they have not won a Class A state title since 1980. This is their fifth state final in 14 appearances. Bellevue West into the corner. Hatterley for the three. No good. Underneath, Meeks had it, then poked out of his hands by Brazil. For Bellevue West, also their 14th trip to state. They have made it 8 times to the finals. Most recently, back-to-back runner-up in 06 and 07 after winning it all in 04 and 05. Haven't been to state, though, since 2009, and Westside hadn't been here since 2007, so new ground for these players, and real hungry looking for a state championship. With it, Matoyer attacks left baseline, pull-up jumper short from 9. Rebound brought down by Brazil, and here comes Bellevue West with a minute and a half to go, third quarter, and they're down by 1. Inside, Holojawecki, playground move, almost made that scoop shot. Rebound Hatterley, deflected out to Brazil, and Brazil's going to reset it here. Now lob it in. Hatterley's open, and he missed the layup. Tried to catch it and shoot it all in one motion, and it's no good. Rebound Kiger, and Westside to run to the other end, and they'll lay it up and in. And getting the bucket is Trey Meeks on the assist from Matoyer, and Westside now up 36-33. This was a 26-13 game midway through the second quarter. Hatterley kicks it back out. Brazil dribbles in, takes a 10-footer, and he'll put it through. Westside 36, West 35, 45 seconds to go, third quarter. This Class A final will be determined here in the fourth quarter. At midcourt with it will be Matoyer. Swings it over on the left wing, right back out to him, and he's just going to hold it, and it looks like West says that's fine. One way or the other, it's going to be a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter. Everybody catches their breath. Matoyer holds the ball. The Westside fans come to their feet. The Bellevue West fans, not so much. 15 seconds. Matoyer yells instructions to Meeks. Now Matoyer swings it to him on the left wing. 8 seconds. Meeks off a double screen. They get it to Matoyer. Right baseline. Back out Meeks. Top of the key. 3. Good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Omaha Westside 39 and Bellevue West 35. The state high school basketball championships brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to high school basketball, the Class A state final. It's a 39-35 Westside lead. Lester Johnson, the father, Eric Strickland, among some of the folks sitting on the Bellevue West side behind us. And they now trail after leading by 8 at the half. 21-point quarter there for Omaha Westside, and just 9 for Bellevue West. On the drive, the ball poked out of bounds, and a foul on Myers. He plays 9 seconds and gets his fourth. And I guess in the overall grand scheme of things, that's not too bad. Wilkinson's been doing okay in there in his absence, and he's right back in the game. So Myers with his fourth personal foul, and Bellevue West underneath their own hoop. They kick it to Holojewecki, his 12-footer good. First bucket of the fourth quarter belongs to the Thunderbirds, 39-37. West Side with the lead, and it'll be Matoyer to bring it into the front court. 21-9 run by West Side in the third, and in that quarter, 72% from the field for West Side. Matoyer drives into the corner, kicks it out. Kiger, power move into the paint. He'll put it up and draw the foul. Shot will not fall. Just 44% shooting in the third quarter for Bellevue West. Don't forget High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie. One more championship game to go in D2. And that'll also be here on ESPN to wrap up this season's coverage. Kiger to put the free throw up. And it is no good, short. Strawmeyer getting the foul there for the Thunderbirds. That'll be his third. So for West Side, Myers has four. Nobody else with more than two. Strawmeyer with three and a bunch of guys with two for Bellevue West. Second free throw. That one is good. Kiger, who had just missed his first free throw, now 7 of 8 at the line, 13 points into the game. 40-37 West Side. 7:20 to go in this contest. And Brad Clough with the basketball. Clough seeing some pretty good playing time here today after hitting a couple of early threes, but has been quiet since then. Tries one now, and it is no good from the right corner. Rebound by Johnson, and he got tripped up inside trying to find somebody to pass it to. And the foul here on West Side will be their sixth. Four have been called on Bellevue West so far here in the second half. Foul is on Wilkinson, Sam's third. And it'll be Bellevue West ball underneath their own hoop, stacked the left side of the lane. Johnson to throw it in. He'll have to kick it out of the wing to Hatterley. The 6'7 senior dribbles it out of there to Clough. And they'll get their half-court offense set up. Clough up top to Johnson. Johnson, couple of dribbles. Left wing just about fell down, trying to lean in too hard. Back up top, now makes that speed move to the hoop, lays it up and in. Johnson hasn't made too many moves to the hoop. In fact, that's his first bucket of the ball game. He had a couple of free throws. He's 1 of 4 from the field. At the other end, Wilkinson gets back, but he put it up too strong on the left wing. It does go out of bounds off Bellevue West. Boy, somebody lost where Sam Wilkinson was. I think Wilkinson was shocked how open he was as he took that to the hoop. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, so stay with us. West Side 40, Bellevue West 39. 6:35 to go in the game. Here's Matoyer. Squared up, no chance at the three. Gives it to Kiger. Guarded there by Hatterley. Trying to take him baseline. Bounce pass inside. He was looking to get that on a dump off to Herman, but it is thrown away, and here comes Bellevue West up the floor. Moore leaves it off for Holojewecki. Back to Moore. Wide open five-footer. Got it, and Bellevue West is back on top. Thunderbirds 41, Warriors 40. 6:10 to go. Bellevue West players saying, get into it, fans, but Matoyer pulls up from 10, no good. Rebound brought down by Hatterley, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands as Matoyer was trying to get that one right back. So back and forth we go. The Bellevue West student body starting to make some noise now with the encouragement of the players. West Side fans a little more into it, but they had the big run in this game. And into the front court comes West. Back into the ball game, Strawmeyer with those three fouls. C.J. Johnson dribbling the ball on the right side of the key. Not much happening. Gives it off to Austin Moore. Moore dribbles from the right to the left, looking for that mismatch, seeing what West Side's doing defensively as they're in a little man-to-man. Into the hands of Holojewicki, working on Matoyer. Not for long, though, to Johnson. Reset it between the circles. 5.5 to go in a game. West trying to avenge one of their losses of the season. They're 20-6, and West Side is 21-5. Here's Holojewicki for three. It's a little strong. High off the rim, and Hatterley's going to be called over the back, even though he is much taller than Herman. Well, not much taller, but a little taller than Herman, who is boxing him out. Herman at 6'4", Hatterley at 6'7". And that'll be the second foul on Christian Hatterley. Fifth foul of the half on Bellevue West, who leads at 41-40. With 5:10 to go in this Class A state championship. Into the front court, Matoyer, stutter dribble, got by his defender, and puts it up from five and scores. Matoyer with his 13th point of the basketball game, tying Kiger for the team high. 42-41 West Side. Johnson tries to get it to Hatterley. The ball knocked away and the steal made. Good defensive play there by Herman. And up the floor, we've got a foul call. West Side wants an intentional on a breakaway. Hulajewecki called for the foul. And let's see if it should have been. That was a great play there by Herman. And, yeah, he kind of just grabbed him from behind. And they do call it an intentional. They do call that an intentional on the breakaway. The foul on Hulajewecki, his second. And so two free throws for Matoyer. And then the ball for the Warriors. First one up and good. That's the first free throw attempt of the game for Matoyer. Now the second free throw coming up. And Matoyer, the senior guard, averages 15.5 a game, puts that one up and in. And he's right there at his average right now with 15 points. And after the intentional foul, West Side basketball, 44-41 Warriors, 4:52 to go in the Class A final. Kiger takes the inbounds pass back to Matoyer. Long three, got it. And that'll put the momentum back on the West Side side. A five-point trip down the floor. 47-41. West Side leads it by six. That's their biggest lead of the game. Timeout, Bellevue West. 4:40 remains in the championship. West Side 47, Bellevue West 41. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. For a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark Trailers. Go to DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, or stop by and see them at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road, Grand Island. In the Big East, Providence 21, Creighton 15, 2 minutes to go in the half. Here, Bellevue West trails Omaha West Side, 47-41 with the ball, 4.5 to go in a game. Up top with it is Hatterley. Gives it off to Johnson. As Johnson drives, he gets fouled by Matoyer. It is not a shooting foul, though. West Side wanted a walk, didn't get the call. It is the seventh team foul, though, and that brings a 1-1 up here for C.J. Johnson. And Johnson at the line, 2 of 2, and nails that one for his fifth point. Second free throw coming up. Coach Woodard getting ready to sub some players in. Brad Brazil, he comes in. Strawmeyer out. And then as soon as they get the ball to Johnson, they'll shoot a free throw. They're waiting for the ref to give the ball to Johnson. And now Moore will check in if he makes it. It's up, and it rolled off, didn't go. Rebound brought down by the Warriors and Michael Herman. 47-42, West Side, looking for their first state championship since 1980. What a story that would be for the Warriors. Yes, folks, that's 34 years. With it, Matoyer just dribbling. Now he pulls up from 17, lets it fly, no good. Coming in big time is Kiger, and on the putback, he is fouled. Two free throws for Kiger. Big power rebound underneath. And the foul is on Hulajewecki, and he now has four. The leading scorer for Bellevue West, Hulajewecki, with his fourth personal foul. And two free throws now coming up for Kiger. Kiger with his first one on the way, and it is short, no good. Kiger 7 of 8 before that from the foul line, 13 points. Four rebounds for West Side. One more free throw to try and build that lead to six. Exactly 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. And the free throw by Kiger on the way, and it bounces around but in. 48-42 West Side. And Johnson brings the ball up the floor here for West. They've really struggled in the second half. Only 16 points here for the Thunderbirds. More of what they had in the first meeting. Into Hatterley. Right block. Powers it up. Missed it. Post play has not been there in this second half for Bellevue West. And Kiger gets the rebound. Each teammate, timeout team with three timeouts remaining until right now. West Side is going to take the timeout. A jump ball also belongs to West Side. So everything pointing in the Warrior direction right now with 3:38 remaining in this Class A championship. West Side 48, Bellevue West 42. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Niccolo. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Congratulations to UNK's Romero Cotton, Division II National Wrestling Champion at 197 pounds, while Daniel DeShazer fell by a score of 3-2 to Central Oklahoma's Casey Rowell. We'll give you a couple more of UNK here in just a little bit, but right now back to basketball. Omaha West Side leading Bellevue West with the ball, 48-42, 3:15 and counting in the ballgame. Wilkinson on the right wing. Dribbles out of there, West in that tight man-to-man. 5 second count should be on, but now Wilkinson gets by his defender, leaves it off underneath, short jumper, rolls off the back of the rim, no good by Herman. Moore got the rebound, falling away, he's able to save it, and Johnson into the front court. West gets it down inside to Hatterley, he's fouled. They wish he hadn't been because the ball deflected into Johnson's hand for a layup. Also for UNK at the National Wrestling Championships, Brock Smith was sixth at 165, Patrick Martinez third at 174, and Mark Fiala finished seventh at 184 pounds. As the free throw is up and in by Hatterley, UNK finished in second behind Notre Dame of Ohio, so no three-peat for the UNK wrestling team, but heck of a job with the six wrestlers that they did take to Cleveland. Second free throw, Hatterley. No good, and the rebound comes down to West Side. 48-43 West Side, 2:45 remains in the game. Matoya brings it up, Moore trying to body him. The ball gets knocked away, steal made by West. Holajewski up to Johnson, and a goaltend will be called. Didn't want to do that. That ball was maybe not going in. That was well contested, really going in fast. Johnson put up, that one going in, and it's goaltended by Mike Kiger. And that makes it a three-point game. So a lot of adrenaline, but a mini mistake there by the Warriors. Still got the lead and have been doing a good job with the basketball here in the second half. West Side only has 5 turnovers in the entire game. And they can't get it in, so a timeout called, and they'll have one remaining. So 2:39 remaining in the basketball game. It is a 30-second timeout. Omaha West Side 48, Bellevue West 45, and we'll be back with more state tournament basketball after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Halftime of the Big East Championship, Providence 26, Creighton 17. Here it's West Side ball up 3, 2:39 to go. They'll get it into Matoyer, and Matoyer got by Johnson. He'll push the ball up the floor. but does not attack the hoop. He'll just hang on to it. Now attacks the hoop from the right side. Contact charge. Hatterley took the charge. Matoyer with his third personal foul. And Bellevue West will get the ball back down three with 2.5 to go in our basketball game. Back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The next to last game of the year. And the fans still on the edge of their seat. High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie still to go in D2. And they are awaiting the finish of this one. They're kind of filling in the end, standing in the walkways, waiting to take their seats. We've already had an overtime game today in C2 as Bergen was able to beat Ainsworth 71-69. In C1, Newman beat Wahoo 68-47. Scutt beat Beatrice 59-45 in B. And in D1, Randolph over Overton 54-42. Here comes Johnson, pushes it up the floor. Right on his hip is Jake Myers, who's back in with four fouls. He's hardly played at all in the second half because of the foul trouble. Johnson will have it between the circles. Plenty of time left. High post, Hatterley fakes the give. Spins, faces the hoop. Backdoor bounce pass. Holajewicki up and in and a blocking foul. A chance to tie the game. And that is it for Jake Myers. Myers played 30 seconds in the second half. Last time it was 9 seconds. Now it's about 10. And he is out of the basketball game. And it was definitely a blocking call. 48-47. And a chance to tie it here for Malik Holajewicki, leading this team with 15 points, but he's also got four fouls, so one of them was going to foul out. He'll put it up. He'll put it in. And this Class A championship is tied at 48 with 2:05 to go. Moore fights off the backcourt pick, trying to stay on Kevin Matoyer, the Warrior point guard. He'll bring it into the front court, and a foul as they hand it off to Wilkinson. And that's one that Cluster Johnson didn't want. CJ Jr. gets his next foul, and that is his third. And both teams are in the bonus. 1-1 for Westside, 2 every time now for Bellevue West. At the line, Sam Wilkinson, the lefty, up, no good, too strong. Rebound brought down by Hatterley, and Bellevue West has a chance to retake the lead. Outlet pass left wing. Moore, but he'll go right back to the trailing in Johnson. And with three timeouts remaining, a good chance to use one here for Bellevue West and set up the play. 1:46 to go in the basketball game. Bellevue West has scored six in a row. Westside has went 3 minutes without a bucket. And it is tied at 48 with 1:46 left. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back to the Class A championship game. 1:45 to go. Bellevue West at Omaha Westside tied at 48. Bellevue West with the ball. Punched out of Holajewicki's hands by Matoyer and out of bounds. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women were defeated by Davenport, Iowa, 70-52, to be eliminated in the NAIA National Quarterfinals. Holding the ball is C.J. Johnson. Gets the instructions from Coach Woodard. And Coach Woodard shouts him out, and here we go. Into the ball game is Brad Clough. Three-point threat early, but has been pretty quiet since that first quarter. He's guarded out front by Nemechek. Minute 15 to go. Off to Johnson, left elbow. Got into the paint, didn't look to shoot. Back over to Clough. Could West possibly waste of minute 45. It looks like they might be playing for one shot here if they don't get a back cut. Some talking down low between Brazil and Herman. And we're down to 55 seconds to go. Bellevue West still has two timeouts. Metoyer really up there on Holajewiki. Holajewiki keeps the dribble. 5 second count on, and there it is. A 5 second count on Bellevue West when you had the timeouts to use. It's hard to kill a minute 46 without making a mistake. That was a definite dice roll that didn't work. And back into the ball game for Bellevue West will be more. Austin checks in and Culp checks out. Now Westside has it with 44 seconds to go. They have one timeout remaining, and it's in Metoyer's hands. 48-48. And Metoyer wants to dribble some time. More on him. Makes him give up the basketball to Herman. Herman on the big fella. Doesn't drive. Picks up his dribble. Trying to get it to Wilkinson. Does. Has a lane to the hoop. Drives in. Charge! And it was taken by Holajewiki, who had four fouls. Two big plays by Holajewiki. Got one on the offensive end, got one on the defensive end. And for Wilkinson, that's his fourth foul, and another timeout by Bellevue West, who definitely will go for the last shot now. 24 seconds remaining in Class A. Omaha Westside 48, Bellevue West 48. The state tournament brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
And we are back at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. And for the second straight game, we're coming down to the final possession to crown a state champion. It went to overtime in C2 with Bergen beating Ainsworth 71-69, scoring the game winner with 5 seconds to go in overtime. Here, it's Bellevue West and Omaha Westside. Westside has not scored in the last 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and Bellevue West on a 6-0 run. If they get any more, they're going to be state champs. Here we go, into the hands of Johnson. 48-48. C.J. Johnson, guarded by Wilkinson, out at midcourt with 13. Crossover dribble working on Wilkinson, and they want a 5-second call, and got it! A 5-second call! The second 5-second call for Bellevue West. Westside has it with 11 seconds. Time out on the floor. And what do you do in that situation? You had to be aware after the last time that there was a 5-second count on. And another 5-second call here. Coaches saying they were trying to call a timeout. Well, if you're trying to call a timeout, you don't call it at 4.5. You call it at 3. So that is a bad mistake by Bellevue West, and an unfortunate mistake maybe is the more likely word. They had the ball, two chances to win the game, and never even got a shot, never even got the ball inside the arc. They were trying to play for the last shot, made the mistake. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Westside has it in their hands, looking for their first state title in 34 years. 11 seconds remaining. It doesn't matter that they haven't scored in the last 440. As long as they score in the last 10 seconds. Westside 48, Bellevue West 48. Westside shooting 38% from the field, Bellevue West 47%, but it might not be good enough. And here we go. It'll be Westside ball just in the backcourt. To throw it in will be Brock Nemechek, and he'll find Kiger. Kiger to the front court, left side, 8 seconds. They want to get it to Metoyer. They do. Metoyer, one-on-one, 5 seconds. They double him, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Down in the corner, they won't get a shot away. In fact, they actually stepped out of bounds on the baseline, and we are going to overtime. 48 all on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Get ready for the ninth overtime game of this state high school basketball tournament. Bellevue West and Omaha West Side, 48-48. West Side held to 9 points in the quarter, 13 for Bellevue West. Bellevue West shooting 47% for the game, 53% in the half. West Side 59% in the half after a rough first half from the field. And the opening tip of overtime is won by Bellevue West. And with it is Holajewicki with four fouls over to Johnson. He made two big plays, one on offense, one on defense. His three-point play tied the game with about a minute 48 to go. Here's Johnson, attacks the left wing, working there on Sam Wilkinson, who also has four fouls, I believe. Gets it to the right side. Moore, pull-up jumper from 11, and he got it. And Moore, with his sixth point of the basketball game, he's been pretty quiet, but knocks it down. And it's 50-48. Bellevue West has scored eight in a row to regain the lead here in overtime. Matoyer with it into the front court. He'll give it off to Herman. Michael Herman back to Matoyer, over to Nemechek. On the post, they get it to the big fella, Kiger. He's dribbling. He loses it. The ball's loose on the floor. Still scooped up. And Bellevue West is able to come out of there. Matoyer just about stole it back. Holajewicki will grab it. Needs some help. And a timeout going to be called by Bellevue West before they throw it away. And that will leave each team with one timeout. So Bellevue West scores, forces the turnover. And it's 50-48 West over West Side. 2:54 to go in the basketball game. For West Side, they are led by Kevin Matoyer with 18 points, 14 points for Mike Kiger. For Bellevue West, 16 points for Malik Holajewicki. And then you've got Johnson and Strawmeyer with 7, Hatterley and Clough with 6. Strawmeyer got a couple of early buckets in the game and has really been quiet since that point. Free throw shooting, West is 9 of 13 and West Side is 11 of 7. But Bellevue West shooting 10 percentage points higher in the game than Omaha West Side at this juncture. And it is enough to give them a two-point lead with 2:54 to go in overtime. Again, still have one more championship game to go. High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie get the rough draw. They'll be playing deep into the night. And we'll still have it for you here on ESPN Radio. And we are back to action as the teams take the floor. One timeout apiece. The possession arrow points the way of Omaha West Side since Bellevue West won the jump here in overtime. Plenty of time left as we bring it into play. Johnson gives it to Holajewicki. Back to Johnson over the top of the zone. High post Hatterley. Left-hand dribble got tied up on the move to the hoop. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of West Side. Nice job defensively there again by West Side. Turnovers. West Side committed a few there in the fourth quarter, which gave Bellevue West a chance to catch up. 13 turnovers for Bellevue West. West Side with 8, but they only had 5 about midway through the fourth quarter. Still 8, not bad in a Class A state final. And Matoyer waiting for that back cut, backing all the way up to half court with a left-hand dribble. Better be careful he doesn't carry it. Letting that dribble get a little high on him. Still has it. Shake and bake, brings it in. One-hand runner, tough shot, and he hits it. We're tied at 50. And Matoyer hustles back up the floor to get on Holajewicki. West with a basketball on the right wing. Gets it into the hands of the only point scorer in overtime, Moore. Knocked out of his hands at the steal made by Nemechek. And now Westside in control. 2 minutes remain in overtime. 50-50 here in the Class A final. Latoyer brings it into the front court. Myers has fouled out for Westside. He's the only player out. Kirk top of the circle. Over on the right side, Nemechek. Westside hasn't shot a three in a long, long time. They're 7 of 20 from three-point land, 3 of 13 for Bellevue West, and the ball stolen away. Johnson one-on-one at the other end, takes it in, had it blocked, but it's rebounded and put back up in by Holajewicki. Tiger made a great defensive play, but nobody else was coming for Westside, and Holajewicki with the follow. 52-50. Man, did he get up. Could have reverse dunked it and really made this place go nuts. Holajewicki with 18 points. That was just his second rebound. Now Matoyer out top. They'll go to Kiger. Not the three-point shooter. So Kiger will get rid of the ball even though he shot two of them. He's missed them both. Into the hands of Matoyer. Approaching 1 minute in overtime. Pick and roll. The ball's deflected. It's loose. Bellevue West has it. And they'll call timeout. It'll be their final timeout with 1 minute to go. Austin Moore stepped in. Stole the basketball away. Bellevue West 52, Omaha West Side 50. 1 minute to go in overtime of your Class A championship. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, all the podcasts are up after the game on PlatteRiverPreps.com of all the games we do all season long on our network of stations. You can download them. We'll also have a lot of photos from the state tournament, girls last week, boys this week. Download them for free. Do what you want. It's all a part of service of what we do here at ESPN Radio, Classic Hits, 1230 KHAS, and The Breeze, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. To inbound the ball, Brad Brazil here for Bellevue West. 1 minute to go in overtime, and they lead it 52-50 over Westside. And they get it into the hands of Johnson, and a foul by Westside means two free throws, so they want to force the turnover. Johnson is handling the basketball. He's 3 of 4 at the line. They trap him. Johnson kicks it back out to the big fellow. That's who they want to foul, and they do. Hatterley will go to the line. He's 2 of 4, and he gets two free throws in a two-point game with 46 seconds remaining. But it also looks like they call the foul on Wilkinson, and that'll be his fifth. So Wilkinson will join Jake Myers on the bench, and that will bring in Trey Meeks. It's about all that Coach Nemechek has rotated in with any kind of depth. Jack Matt and Anthony Bratton had a couple of minutes in the game. Now the officials are discussing something to make sure that they had the right foul. And now they're saying it's on Kiger. And even if it was on Kiger, he only has one. So he's not too worried. There's a mix-up on who the foul was called on. And hate to see this delay what we've got going on right now. And they change on who they call the foul on. So Kiger will stay in the game with his second foul. And that will allow to keep Westside and Wilkinson in the game. He's the one that replaced Myers, so they'd be a little thin at that position. Now we're ready to go. Hatterley to shoot two, and the first one on the way and in. Stepped right up there. The delay didn't bother him. 53-50, Bellevue West. 46 seconds to go. A jump ball goes to West. There's only one timeout, and that's Westside. Second free throw. Hatterley got it. 54-50, Bellevue West. It's a two-possession game here. Westside, Wilkinson to get it in. And they'll have to go to Nemechek because Moyer's double-teamed. Nemechek in the backcourt got pushed down by Moore. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot some free throws. That was a little weird. Brock Nemechek. They tried so hard to get it to Kevin Metoyer. They doubled him. Austin Moore stayed right on him. And when Nemechek tried to hand the ball to Metoyer, he was right in his hip pocket, ran him off his hip, and ran into him and knocked him down. So a 1-1, that's the ninth team foul. And Nemechek has not shot a free throw, and he misses that one. And the rebound, Hatterley fell down, but it goes into the hands of Brazil, and a foul in the backcourt, and Bellevue West is in control with 38 seconds to go. Thunderbird fans, the T-Birds making noise. But it's not over yet. Two free throws coming up for C.J. Johnson. 3 of 4 at the line. Brock Nemechek had to commit his third foul. 54-50 Bellevue West. No matter what happens here, it's still a two-possession game. And the free throw on the way, and it is short. No good. Second free throw coming up for Johnson. The West fans behind us trying to encourage him on. And the free throw up, and that one bounced around but in. 55-50 Bellevue West. 38 seconds to go. Kiger will throw it in. Metoyer unguarded this time. He's at midcourt with 35. Metoyer, good crossover dribble. Lost his man. Backs up for three, but it's barely off the rim. Rebound brought down by Johnson. And a foul called on Westside with 28 seconds. Westside got what they wanted. But falling to the floor on the defensive play did not help out the three. And the foul is on Sam Wilkinson, and now he has officially fouled out of the game with 28 seconds remaining. And Coach Brian Nemechek brings his kids over like he is allowed to do, because you have a minute to substitute here. And now checking in will be Trey Meeks. Meeks had two big plays earlier in this game. Hit a three at the end of a quarter. He's got 5 points. Hit a layup on an assist from Metoyer, and now at the line to shoot two. Johnson, he was 1 of 2 just this last trip. This one too strong, no good. So again, no matter what happens, it's still a two-possession game. 55-50 Bellevue West, 28 seconds to go. Second free throw by Johnson. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Herman. Gets it over again to Metoyer. They need a bucket, though. Kiger, top of the circle, looking for the screen. Back over to Metoyer. They double him. He'll drive in. Double clutch off the glass. No good. Rebound Johnson. And a foul. 13 seconds to go. West doubled Metoyer. Somebody had to be open. He couldn't find him. And now a definite chance to put it away. Johnson, one of his last four at the line. But Bellevue West won't even put anybody down on the block here. No need to worry about a rebound. West Side is definitely their last chance. Johnson's free throw. Got it. And one more point will win the state championship for Bellevue West. 56-50. Second free throw on the way. No good. They need a three. Rebound Kiger to Metoyer. They double him. He'll need to pass it or take the 30-footer, which he does. It's no good. The ball tipped. No good. Rebound Brazil. He'll hold it. It's all over. Bellevue West is your 2014 Class A State Basketball Champions with a 56-50 win over Omaha Westside, their fourth state title in school history and the first since 2005 for Thunderbird head coach Doug Woodard. In a game of runs, it was Bellevue West that had the final one, ending overtime on a 6-0 run and avenging a 64-39 loss to the Warriors from earlier this season. We'll take a break and return with the Misco Sports postgame show and all the final stats, wrap up Class A, and get you ready for the final championship in D2 after this timeout.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so as you head into the spring sports season now. Practice underway, competition right around the corner, whether it's track, soccer, whatever the case may be. Misco Sports has a great selection to choose from so that you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Get your game on at Misco Sports. Not only did Bellevue West win the state championship, they're going to win the Class A Sportsmanship Trophy as well. And we've got one basketball game left in the 2013-2014 season, and it's the smallest school in D2, as High Plains will take on Bancroft Rosalie. And that is a rematch of the postseason between those two teams. And that'll be coming up in D2 here in about 30 minutes on ESPN Radio. High Plains beat Bancroft Rosalie in the district final 67-55. And Bancroft Rosalie will come in at 25-4. High Plains at 27-1. Here's what happened earlier today at the state tournament. Just to catch you up on everything, the Class A consolation game went to Omaha Benson by a score of 67-62 over Norfolk. In Class B, your champion is Scott, beating Beatrice 59-45. The consolation goes to Elkhorn South, 69-61 over York in C1. It was Wahoo Newman over Wahoo High, 68-47. The consolation game, Columbus Scotus beat Wayne, 68-62 in overtime. In Class C2, your state champion, Bergen, in overtime, 71-69, beating Ainsworth. In the third place game, Donovan Trumbull beat Freeman 59-44. In D1, Randolph with a big second half, shutting down Overton, won at 54-42. Third place game, Howells Dodge beat Clearwater Orchard 70-48. The D2 consolation game, Fall City Sacred Heart over Spalding Academy 68-55. And the championship game coming up next between High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie. We'll look at the final numbers right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. It looked like... there's the first one. Christian Hatterley somehow got his cell phone and took a selfie of him taking down the final strands of net here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That is pretty cool, and he'll have that for a lifetime. something new all the time. But again, it didn't look good for Bellevue West. They were up 13 in the first half, then found themselves down, back and forth we went, and then in the fourth quarter, down 48-42. They scored the final 6 points of the fourth quarter to get it into overtime, and then eventually roll on to the state championship game. Eric Strickland over on the bench right now, giving high fives to every member of this Bellevue West basketball team. Of course, Clester Johnson Sr., father of C.J. Johnson, a big part of today's win, the point guard for Bellevue West. And let's take a look now at the final stats First of all, for Omaha West Side, Brock Nemechek, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Kevin Matoyer led the way with 20 points and 2 rebounds. Jake Myers, 2 rebounds, barely played in the second half because of all the foul trouble. Then you also have Michael Herman, 5 points, a team-high 7 rebounds. Mike Kiger, 14 points, 6 rebounds. Sam Wilkinson, 3 points and a rebound. Trey Meeks, 5 points and 1 rebound. Omaha West Side had 18 points in the first half, 30 in the second half, but just 2 in the overtime period. They finished with 50 points, 23 rebounds, 11 out of 18 at the free throw line, 7 of 22 from three-point land. They were 9 of 21 from two-point land, so they shot just as many threes as twos in this basketball game. 1 block shot, 10 turnovers, and Omaha West Side will end the year as the state runner-up, still looking for that first state title since 1980 with a record of 21-6. They shot just 23% of the first half. They shot 59% of the second half, but were 1-4 in overtime and finished 37% from the field. For Bellevue West, they were led by Malik Hulajewski with 18 points and 2 rebounds. C.J. Johnson Jr., 9 points and 7 rebounds. Austin Moore, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Cale Strawmeyer, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Christian Hatterley, 8 points, 7 rebounds. Brad Brazil, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Brad Clough, 2 threes in the first quarter, 6 points, 1 rebound. And Braden Knapp had 1 rebound. Strawmeyer and Clough had 10 points in the first quarter for Bellevue West that got that first run started. And then you didn't hear a whole lot of them offensively the rest of the ball game. But Bellevue West has to remember all the way back to the first quarter when they struggled in the first 3 minutes and then went on a tear to score 17 points over the last 5 minutes. In fact, they didn't score a lot the last minute and a half. They had about a 3-minute stretch there where they scored 13 points, and a majority of those came from Clough and from Strawmeyer. Bellevue West finishes with 56 points, 34 rebounds, 13 out of 21 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land. They were 17 out of 28 from the two-point range. They had 2 block shots, 14 turnovers for the Thunderbirds, who win it in overtime, 56-50, and also end the year with a record of 21-6. The Thunderbirds shot 43% of the first half, 53% of the second half, 66% in overtime where they were 2 of 3, 49% for the game. One other score update for you, or a couple for you, in the Big East. Providence 47, Creighton 38 with 11 minutes to go in the championship game. In the Big 12 championship at the half, Baylor 32, Iowa State 27. And it is other games today. Big 10 championship will be Michigan and Michigan State tomorrow. Michigan was able to hold off Ohio State today by 3-72-69, and Michigan State beat Wisconsin 83-75. We've got one more game to come. It's the D2 championship between Bancroft, Rosalie, and High Plains. Larry Kottner is going to step in and bring you that championship just like he did the Class B game earlier today. So for me, Doug Duda, as we said earlier in our pregame, our final game of the year together, a big thank you to the many fine athletic directors, coaches, athletes, sponsors, parents, everybody that makes our job what it is to cover great high school sports throughout the year. Thank you so much. And again, to our hardworking producers back at the studio, Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson, Jeff Babel, Grant Sparks, thanks to another fine season here on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. So for Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying congratulations to Bellevue West, the Class A state champion in overtime, beating Omaha West Side 56-50. State basketball brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, and Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Show. From their storefront location in Ord, they travel the state to make sure each school and athlete has the gear and equipment they need to become state champions. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Good luck to all the spring sports teams. Can't wait for the districts and state to roll around again this May. 56-50, Bellevue West over West Side in overtime. This is Doug Duda from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln saying thanks for another great season, and good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields.